Namaste Saraswati Devi Kaundavani Kichani Niradishesha Shundhavari Pashtachadeshapani Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Bhava Sri Advaita Viradhara Shivashti Gaudha Bhakta Vimala Hare
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare
Extend my great gratitude to Pancharatna Prabhu for his very wonderful presentation and His Holiness Sri Ram Maharaj for his heart. Description of Sri Prabhupada's and how it is available to all of us. In the Gaudiya Vaishnava history, we find something most remarkable. Perhaps the two most empowered personalities to spread the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never physically met him during his manifested lila, and that was Srinivas Acharya and Narottam Das Thakur. Although they were both living near and around the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lila, they never physically met him. But through hearing his glories, through associating with his devotees, and through surrendering his instruction and his mission, they had the most intimate association of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that personally empowered them to do what no one else had ever done, spread his mission, his books, and his mercy to the masses. So many of us may not have had the physical association of Srila Prabhupada, but Srila Prabhupada is an eternal spiritual being who lives through his words, who lives through his devotees, and who reciprocates with us personally according to how we want to serve his divine mission. Many disciples of Srila Prabhupada, after he left this world, in the loneliness of separation, became estranged from his mission. And many persons in the present and in the future who never met Srila Prabhupada feel that they have missed something very precious in their life. But this is not true. This centennial celebration is the most blessed and precious opportunity for everyone to get the most intimate association with Srila Prabhupada by coming together to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. Krishna explains Mad Bhakta Bhuja Vidika, which means that worship of my devotee is more dear to me than worshiping me. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his greatest pleasure was to hear his devotees glorified. And when he himself would glorify his devotees, it is explained that he spoke as if he had five mouths. To glorify that personality who glorified Krishna greater than anyone that this world has ever known, it is the most dear service that we can render to Lord Sri Krishna. Srila Prabhupada named his movement the Krishna Consciousness Movement, the Hare Krishna Movement, he put all emphasis on glorifying Krishna. He never put himself in the forefront. He always put his Guru Maharaj and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And throughout the world, by his incredibly sacrificial endeavors, the Hare Krishna mantra is being chanted and heard by millions and millions of people on every continent of the world. The reciprocation of love is Krishna wants the world to know who has given his mercy more than anyone else, Srila Prabhupada. And we have that opportunity. It is an opportunity that is the greatest and most precious fortune of our life. Because through glorifying Srila Prabhupada and his mission, we can become most intimately dear to Krishna and perfect our lives and help so many others, hundreds, thousands, millions of people, to take to the path of perfection. Srila Prabhupada's centennial is Krishna's arrangement. Just as in the Bhagavad Gita, we find Krishna gave the honor and glory to Arjuna for winning the war. In the same way, Krishna empowered Srila Prabhupada to do something that even himself, as the Yuga Avatar of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, did not do. He spread the holy name through every town and village throughout the entire world. And we have the opportunity to make Srila Prabhupada known to the world, to make his instructions known to the world, to make the holy name known to the world. So, really, there is no limit to how much we should all be willing to sacrifice on this occasion, according to our means, whether we are Hanuman or the little squirrel kicking dust. We should all do whatever we possibly can to join together to make Srila Prabhupada's dream fulfilled, that the whole world hear the glories of Krishna, and to make Krishna's dream fulfilled, that the whole world knows who Srila Prabhupada, his blessed devotee, is. Srila Prabhupada told us so many times that this movement could spread everywhere in the most miraculous way if the devotees are simply pure and work together. It was back in 1972 that he said, if the devotees that I have right now in my temples, who are just a handful, if they would follow my instructions with faith and work together in unity, Krishna consciousness could take over the world in 18 days. And it is a fact. The basis of this centennial is each individual taking Srila Prabhupada's desire into his heart by following his instructions, becoming purified. Whether we are grihasthas living at home, whether we are brahmacharis or sannyasis living in ashrams, is not important. Srila Prabhupada gave perfect instructions for everyone in every walk of life to become perfect and pure instruments in Krishna's hands. By regularly chanting the holy names, by regularly reading and studying carefully his books, by learning how to humbly associate with his devotees, we can become purified by following regulative principles very carefully. And in that purified state, if we put aside our own individual ambitions, for Srila Prabhupada's ambition, by becoming humble servants of one another and unifying in his name, then there is no limit to how much Prabhupada and Krishna can empower us to do the greatest welfare work in this planet. Bharata bhumite hoila manusya janma jar janma saratika kari karapar bhuvaka. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu has ordered each and every one of you, whoever has taken birth in this great land of Bharatvarsha, it is your duty. It is God's order to distribute the ultimate welfare to all the world. And that is Krishna consciousness. And that is the reason why this centennial is being organized, to give us all the opportunity to get the greatest blessing of Guru and Gauranga by assisting one another every way we possibly can in becoming deeply Krishna conscious and unifying, cooperating to help make the world Krishna conscious. Let the whole world throughout history know who Srila Prabhupada was and is by our unified efforts. Hare Krishna.